All right, we can talk. Welcome back to House Up MNSN. Little the doors.
Back door man!
Well, it's kind of nice. There's a lot of people that are listening to us, not in the chat room. So, hi, everybody, and welcome to our first show of 2015.
Do you know we've been doing this show for 4 years now?
I know, that's crazy.
We might have to figure out a chat room that can work without Java.
Without chatting, why?
Without Java.
Well, you can do that if you want to pay for it. All this stuff.
Oh, is that it?
All this stuff that we're doing, it, you know, I mean, it costs. We got to pay for our broadcast time. Oh, did you get the email in regards to blacklinecreations.com needs to be renewed?
Yes.
Wow, that was a good plug, eh?
Which I may have a fuck bench.
No, well, yeah, I heard that.
Somebody who I was chatting with today.
Cool. But why I mention that is I think the reason a lot of people aren't in the chat room is because Androids do not support Java.
True,
it
makes it difficult.
Chat.
Well, I mean, if you look on the website, there is that donate now button. The more money you guys dump into that, the more I can dump back into doing this because it does get a little bit expensive. Yeah. So
there's nothing like a charity that you know.
That's true. That's true. Claw. Let's talk about Claw a little bit. Claw is going to be very, very interesting this year, I think.
Very busy for us.
Well, it's always busy for us. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a lot with Claw this year. We may have taken on a third thing.
Yes.
A third thing?
He's like, what now? For sure, we're working on, we're the volunteer coordinators. So we kind of have to designate when and where y'all are going to be working and things along that line. Neil is going to be co-managing the we're calling it the Hercules room because we don't like to say dungeon in regards to Claw, that there's a dungeon right in the hotel, a dungeon with a bunch of play equipment. So it's not a dungeon. It's called the Hercules room.
Is it the hotel that doesn't like the word dungeon?
Well, yeah, maybe not really.
Plus, most people associate that with intercourse and actual sex.
It's a
play environment without the intercourse part.
It's closed.
You can
optional,
start, and then you take it to your room.
It's closed optional, but basically there's no penetration, so you can't stick your dick in somebody's mouth or in their ass. And it is a man only play space, and I know that's causing a lot of controversy. But Claw is a gay men's run, and you know, we welcome females there, we love having females there, but the majority of males are just a little bit uncomfortable playing in a mixed space. Mm-hmm. It being that it is a gay run and it's advertised as a gay man's run, the play spaces are restricted to people who identify as male. So if you're transgendered and you're transgender male, you are more than welcome to come to our dungeon.
What about gender queer?
Wow, you have to fucking throw something else
sorry,
there, don't you?
You
leave it to the lesbian to fuck everything up.
Oh my God, you're a lesbian?
No.
Oh, I don't think
she's
so.
She's worked. She's a dyke.
You stop water with that thing? You stop water with that thing?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
That rat's going to drain.
Or,
what if you don't identify with any gender?
What's going to happen with the rat? The rat's going to drown.
Oh, he's got to go past
He's got
that.
Scuba gear. We're
and
good.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's got scuba gear. Right. He's got to get past the vaginages?
The vaginages, yeah.
Oh, wow. That got hard. Anyways, yes.
What if you have no gender identity?
You have to identify as male.
Okay.
That's the rule.
I'm not gender fluid, so I don't care.
So but it's just like the porn.
Or gender queer, whatever the word is.
Well, gender fluid, gender queer is the same thing, isn't
right.
it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
We're going to have to update
gender what and gender what is the same?
Gender queer, fluid and gender fluid.
We think is the same. We're not sure about it. Please don't take our word for it. Look it up on the internet.
Don't know.
It knows everything.
The same or not.
I think the word fluid is usually identified with sexuality. Like if you're fluid.
And sperm.
You don't identify with any sexuality, whereas with gender queer, it's a gender thing. It's
fluids.
Not a sexuality.
Okay.
Wow, three conversations going on.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Mine was not that important. Hmm.
Those gender things, they just fuck everything up.
Well, they're just confusing sometimes, especially when you're trying to learn about them and try to understand how other people are, because if you're not in their position, it's difficult. It's difficult to find empathy with somebody that you've not been in that position, right? So.
If there was no gender, then it wouldn't matter.
I would still want to bang probably your butt. Mm-hmm. She's got a cute ass.
Who?
You. And she goes, who?
And then she said, who?
What when else? It's, what else? What else? When she's wearing a G-string and a corset, you should see that. Kabong.
It's all about that bass.
It's all about that bass.
Oh, no,
bass.
I'm turning the microphones off now. So, yeah, so there's that. So just remember, so Claw, we're doing the dungeon. We are taking care of the
volunteer schedule.
Volunteers. And then we're also going to be taking care of the coffee service, which is a very big deal.
Again?
Yeah, again. So we're going to be bringing the Cleveland Boys of Leather. They're going to be back. So
as well as pups will be helping them.
The pups
sure.
are going to help out, yeah. We're just going to oversee it a little bit, so it's not a big deal. And that's nothing
and
else shows. That's for sure yet. Mm-mm. That's for sure yet. What are you doing at the at Claw? You are doing all of that plus...
The Saturday night in the new hotel, there's a really nice cabaret barroom, and we're actually going to do an entertainment show that night.
Notice you're looking at me, sir.
Which, yes. So that night is lip sync welcome. So, yes, Boy Shannon, it would be great for us maybe to work on one or two numbers. The Sunday night is the closing night of Claw, and it's an all-live show, and it's actually amazing. They start rehearsing now for group numbers and so forth. So that's another event. That's quite fun to see. So that's, yes, it's going to be crazy. This year, Massanol and I are going to go up a week before to just kind of get some prep stuff organized and try to get a little bit of one-on-one time too. So it'll
I
be
like
quite fun.
Or one-on-one time.
Claw is an amazing event. I spread the word all over Facebook and Recon and Grindr and Scruff, and I talk about Claw everywhere because it's an affordable event. It's close for us Canadian. It's a friendly event for everybody. It's a great event because it's not a contest. So you're not wasting a lot of time going, oh, here we go, here we go. Great seminars and great shopping.
Yeah, I think Pup Ace is going to be doing a pup class this year again, so that's good. We're having one pup class for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually... involved much with the pup stuff. We passed that along to Sir Ben, who's doing a great job of it. So there's still pup stuff. Definitely, if you're a puppy dog, you want to come out and check it out and have some fun with everybody. What else do we want to talk about? Do you have any events coming up there, Boy Shannon, that you need to...
Mostly the one we talked about already, the Mr. Embassy pageant.
We talked about one?
Mr. Embassy.
The Mr. Embassy pageant.
What's that one about again?
People running for the title, Mr. Embassy.
And when is that again?
January 18th at the Embassy.
And she posted
on the main floor. Pull us out of there or what? Come on.
At the Embassy on the 18th at 10 o'clock.
We just got invited.
And the Embassy's is?
In Hamilton.
In Hamilton, Ontario, on King Street. Right. Don't forget, there are people that listen from the States and that. So it's well worthwhile coming on over for it.
It's a nice place.
We got invited to what, huh?
We just got invited to Cleveland Puppy Contest, which is hosted by Sir Ben Feathers. It will be on Saturday, February 28th at 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's at the bar Cocktail in Cleveland.
We did that last year, yeah.
Yeah, last year we actually were judges.
Right.
Mm. So anyway, we're invited to go.
That's the bar that Sir Ben works at, isn't it?
That's where they usually do all their events.
That's like it's kind of one of the leather bars.
Yeah, we were there last year for New Year's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And doesn't Sir Ben work there too, or no?
No, he works at another bar. My
understanding. That's right. He works at another one.
I'll say maybe.
We're gonna have to figure it out. Be interesting to go as a giant family. We'd have to take the leather bus.
The leather bus. Da, la, yeah, it's kind of funny, but we need to look for a little school
We need
bus.
A mini bus, but has lots of storage space for our leather.
Like the Partridge Family bus?
No. We need a short bus.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
The leather bus.
They didn't have a short the leather bus. We need a short bus.
Let's not start.
No. No.
It's
no.
so easy.
Crash helmets, licking windows. It'll be fun.
Oh, let's. So.
Wow. We're laughing. We're going to be having a little bit of offline talk,
okay,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, so that's going to be coming up. Sir Ben Feathers is part of our family, and Pop Milner, they. Yes.
You did it. Good job.
I know I did it. They're great guys. They're quite fun. And I haven't seen their new home yet, so it'd be great to actually pop
over. It's very nice.
So guess what? We're coming, but we're crashing. We're staying over.
Oh, that's right. You were there. I'm like, what the fuck do you know? It's like, yeah, you stayed overnight.
I spent the night there, yes. Yeah, they were very welcoming because I had to have some appointments at the Cleveland Clinic.
And right.
Just worked to stay overnight.
Excellent. All right, well, since it is the first week back and I'm kind of horny and I want to play with the boys for a little while, we're going to only do a one-day show. One full-day show, and it's hour one. You get to hear us.
Little sidetrack there, Master.
Yeah, really, eh? Yeah, so we're going to probably call it an evening.
Well, I just want to take a minute to say congratulations to boy Alex, who has his home all finished.
Almost.
Looks amazing with the help of his brother, boy Neil. They have done, if you are friends of any one of us on Facebook, he posted some great pictures today. We have been in our new home since September 25th and have not nonstop been.
No longer looks anything like the one you moved into.
Thank God. So, anyway, great job. Keep it up. And everybody, please remember, it is a new year. Take care of yourself. Be kind to everybody. And we can all make a difference.
Yes.
What was that?
Yes, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week.
We're going to play hard, play safe.
And be kind.